Welcome to Learn Together, Grow Together. My name is Akita.
And my name's Letitia.
And this is a podcast where we share real life lessons on marriage,
blended families,
business,
and everything in between.
So before we get started, we have a quick message from our sponsor. Hey, what's going on, guys and ladies? This episode, we wanted to talk about individual valley seasons in your spouse's life or in your own life. And how do you handle that? How do you deal with your spouse either going through, you know, maybe like a tough time or a rough situation? And let's say you're not necessarily in that same season.
Right.
But you guys are married. So like, how do you deal with that? How do you function?
Right. That's a great question. That's a great question. So I think that I guess just first talking about how uncomfortable it probably can be, because you're not normally in an individual valley season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the times, well, at least for us, a lot of our marriage, we were kind of like in stuff together, and you're still in stuff together, but you know, you kind of, for us, we were kind of like moving together, growing at the same time together, doing different things together, even, you know, in business or our individual pursuits, we still, you know, worked on making sure there was a connect where we're doing it together. But then I think that, you know, in the latter part of our marriage, we've kind of experienced just like individual seasons where, like, there's just some things that I just have to individually go through and some things that you just have to individually go through.
Yep. And it might, you know, just be something, you know, let's say there's an area of your life that your experience is strengthening you in or making you wiser, you know, or more resourceful, you know, and you may not necessarily need that area, but it's something for me. So, you know, my question is that the person on the other end, the spouse, what role do they have when their counterpart is going through that season or that valley? Do they just kind of sit back and let it go? Or are you a support system? Do you try to include yourself in that season?
Are you asking me?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's, you know, like a right or wrong way to handle it, but how do you see that situation?
Well, I'm so interested in what you guys think that are listening to this as well, because we haven't found ourselves in a lot of those positions. I would say more recently we've kind of found ourselves in that space, and so it's still fairly new. I think theoretically, or my mind wants to say that you support them and you just try to be like that encourager, or you try to build, or, you know, see the brighter side of things. The sometimes reality of that is that I guess I don't know that you always want that. I think I'm coming to the place where I'm kind of like, there are some things that no matter how much I try to encourage or look at the glass as being half full as opposed half empty, there's some things that I can't encourage you in. Like, there are just some things that you have to walk out yourself individually. You know what I mean? As an individual. And I think, as a spouse, I think that's very, it can be very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it's sometimes it's hard to, you know, encourage somebody who, like you said, may have to go through that situation. You know, I think, you know, it's important to still be there and, you know, in case that person does need to bounce stuff off of you or, you know, be a sounding board. But sometimes you may have to just kind of, you know, let them go through that situation. Sometimes it's good to be honest, I think, because we can sometimes fall into the trap of, you know, I want to say the right things, I want to, you know, be encouraging, and those things are great. But I think it's also equally important to, you know, have a sense of honesty, along with, you know, encouragement if, you know, if it's needed. But yeah, I think sometimes you will need to kind of let your spouse go through seasons and situations and just pray for them.
I think it gives, I consider myself to be pretty honest, but I think it gets difficult. I think it gets difficult when you're just kind of like, it really doesn't matter what I say. You know what I mean? Like when it's just like, because it's not something that you can help with, at least verbally. You know what I mean? It's not something that you can. And so I pray. I think it allows also the other spouse to really strengthen their relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think about it like when I think of our adult kids that are going through different things, and like you want to say this or you may say that, but just, you know.
But even with that, like I think honestly, it does have its place in certain places. Because if you say, like, you bring up the teens and, you know, they make a lot of mistakes, right? Going mm-hmm. through their lives. And we can sometimes shut ourselves out because we're like, okay, you know, I'm a let, you know, life be a teacher. And mm-hmm. those things are great. But then there are some moments where you just want to sit your child down and just be honest. Like, look, this is how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what your mistakes will get you, or This is how the situation is, you know, and just be honest with them. And sometimes that could help, you know.
Yeah. But what if you've already been honest with them and that has not helped?
Well,
to square one.
Right. And that brings me back to, you know, sometimes we may say the things that we feel that the other person wants to hear, or, you know, say we want to say the right thing. And, you know, and maybe sometimes miss out on saying, you know, the reality of certain things.
So, y'all, he straight think I don't be telling the truth. Okay. And I do tell the truth. But even in that, going back to my original question, when you do tell the truth, say if you are telling the truth and you are honest about how you feel about something or how you think about something, and that doesn't help, then what?
So you're saying hypothetically, or you're saying that it happened and it didn't help?
It happened and it didn't help.
Oh, okay. I mean, if that's the case, I don't recall that, but if that's the case, then...
You don't recall me telling the truth?
No, I don't recall what situation you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, like, we were just talking about that whole empathy versus sympathy situation, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can... say that you understand, or say that things are going to get better. Like, for a perfect example, let's say if your spouse has had like a difficult run, maybe on the job, right? There's been times when you like had like difficult runs on the other job that you were on.
I think we both had difficult runs.
And this, your spouse, but it's something individually that the spouse has to go through. Like, I can't go to work for you. You know what I mean? So the spouse is going to work.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Because when you were at your other job, you would come home with, you know, certain things about, oh, you know, this person, you know, did this, or, you know, not having a good run.
Right.
And there would be some certain topics that would require a response to be like, well, this is what they're trying to do, you know, or this is what's about to happen, or this is what that person, you know, is trying to say behind your back,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that it can open your eyes to what the situation is. So now you know how to attack the situation because you have the reality of it.
Right.
And not just, you know, just go back to work and go get them, you know, tomorrow's another day. You know what I mean? Like, those things work for some people, but I'm kind of like the person that is like, you know, I love the words of encouragement and all of the, I don't want to say fluff, but I'm more of a practical person. I'm more of a, what's the reality of it? Like what is practical, you know, for me?
Right. But I will say, even in, I mean, cause you've had situations on your job, your old job, where you, you know, were in the valley season. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I do, if I'm like, the reality is, if I go from the reality perspective and I'm like, well, this is probably that, and they're probably thinking that, and they're probably thinking this, and you might need to do this. Sometimes you can be like, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so even when you,
that's not true.
Akita,
that is not
true. Oh my gosh.
If it's a suggestion that I don't think will work, then maybe.
Right.
But not that.
But some, I mean, my point
not that
is,
I don't appreciate the
offer. I'm not saying that you don't appreciate it. I'm just saying that sometimes when we call it a valley season for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're like down in the valley, right? So sometimes when you're in a valley season, even when people speak to you or give you the reality or give you the words of encouragement, it doesn't matter because you're stuck in the valley.
That's true. That's true. I agree with that. But I don't think that that means that the other person shouldn't then offer up that.
No.
Support.
No, I'm asking.
So what you're saying is, it's like, well, you're gonna be stuck in the valley anyway.
No,
so I'm not gonna encourage you because it's not gonna matter.
No,
I'm not gonna say anything that's gonna, you know, give you some positive insight because it's not gonna matter.
That's not what I'm saying. Because my original question was, what do you do when you've already said the reality, you've already said the words of encouragement, and that doesn't help? Like, what do you do?
Right. But you, as the other spouse, you've done your part, though.
Right. So I'm just asking, what do you do? I'm saying from, let's just say, that perspective, and I've done that, and it hasn't helped. Then as a spouse, I think I led with, like, it can be a difficult space for you to be in because you're not really sure. And so, like, my recourse, you're not really sure, like, should I say that or shouldn't I say that? Or is that going to help? Or is that going to make it worse? Or is that going to, and you kind of go back and forth in your head. And so for me, that's when I just get to praying because I think some things individually, we just have to go through. I'm not saying not without support, but we just have to walk through.
I agree. I just I'm saying is that I just think there are certain situations where you know the person who is not in the valley, the person who is not in the thick of everything, to, you know, be able to utilize everything in your arsenal. Sometimes it's good to be encouraging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to just be real. Sometimes it's good to just give that person space. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's more than one way.
Oh, that's a good one.
To address it.
So, you know? So how do you know when you need to give them space? How do I know? How do I know when I need to give you space?
I guess the same way I know.
How? How do you know?
I don't know. You tell me, how do I know to give you space? I think you have to, I think you just have to fill it. I think, you know, take it day by day.
Yeah.
Not every situation is going to be the same, you know? Mm-hmm. Not every season is going to be the same. I think you go with your gut as the spouse who's not in the valley. You go with your gut. If you've been married for the long time, you should know your spouse a little bit to know what type of dynamic you're dealing with. And then if you get some type of pushback, if something doesn't work, then you need to adjust. You need to adjust to it and try another avenue, try another way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When would I need space? I'm trying to think. I think I'd probably vocalize it. I think you probably would know.
Know what?
That I want space.
No, absolutely not.
What?
No.
I would not vocalize it.
No.
Especially
in the times where I'm like, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
No, that's, then, I'm talking about valley season.
Yeah.
not just about. Like upset.
No. How many times have you have held on to stuff and then
in
later
in the valley season?
Yes. And then later you'll be like, you know, I just want to let you know that this has been going on, or I've been dealing with this.
But that I don't think that that's a valley season. That might be something that you can directly impact. I'm talking about something that's like I'm just walking it through on my own. Like maybe if I'm okay, so let's say
so
my
maybe
business.
I have a different understanding of what you mean by valley season.
I'm like, so if I have a business, like so my business, and you know, businesses have ups and downs, and then I'm in a space where the business is down and things are not aligning and doing what I had hoped that it would do. And you just stay in that season. And so maybe in my season, I'm kind of like doubting myself and I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm kind of going back and forth. I'm having these battles in my head, or like, you know, with my movement, I'm kind of feeling stuck, you know, or stagnant. I don't know if I want to go right or left, or if I want to keep going, or, you know, when you have those places where you're just trying to walk it through, and you can encourage me and support me through it. But at the end of the day, like I have to make myself do X, Y, and Z.
I don't know if that's, I mean, with that particular thing, I could literally help you with it.
But no, but it's still
right?
No.
Or do you want to go through that by yourself?
No, sometimes, I mean, it could be my valley. Like I could feel like I'm by myself doing X, Y, and Z, and I have to do it. I could feel like you have maybe a whole bunch of other things on your plate, and it's not something that I want to add to your plate. I'm just saying that could be a valley for me, if that was a valley for me. Mm-hmm. And even if you helped.
No, but I'm asking you, is that something where you want me to kind of just step back and just let you go through it? Or because
No. But I think we're individual people. I guess I'm trying to figure out when would be a good time. Because you said sometimes you got to encourage, sometimes you just got to be real, and then sometimes you just have to know when to step back. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, when do you know when to just to step back?
I mean, well, that's your situation with your business. So you would have to tell me, is that something you want to step back on?
No, I mean, I don't. It wasn't my suggestion to step back. So I don't know that if I'm in the valley season, I don't think that I want people to necessarily step back. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot though, even though I hold stuff in sometimes, but I don't hold it in for that long because I end up talking about it.
I think it's certain things you do hold in.
Oh.
Certain things. The easier things I think you talk about. You don't talk about a lot of stuff that has to do with like emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hold that stuff in.
Mm-hmm. At the process.
And granted, I don't talk about that stuff either a lot, but yeah. So there you go.
So right, back to the question. Okay. So individual valley season. So like we said, guys, we are not normally in individual valley seasons, but I definitely feel like this is a time when we're individually working things out. And I don't know. I just kind of think that there is a growth that takes place in the valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the scripture about the valley? Yeah, either way I walk. That's not it. But there are highs in the valley, there are hills, and then there are valleys. So there's some spaces where you have to walk through that valley to get to that hill, to get to that high space. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes, and that's why I use the kids as comparison, the adult kids as comparison, because they're very much adults. They're very much making their own choices, their own decisions. And sometimes they just have to walk things through themselves. You know what I mean? And so I think in a marriage, there are going to be times when, like if God is working on me with increasing my faith, like, you can't increase my faith for me, right? I have to work that through myself, or increase my my confidence or my trust in him or my boldness. Like, you can't make me be bold.
We can't make the actual change happen.
Right.
But let's say, for instance, if a wife has, you know, some past hurts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely does have to go through that situation herself. Mm-hmm. But her husband should be there to support her and not,
yeah,
not just be like, well, you're on your own with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying.
I agree. I think for me, where it's challenging is because I want to come and be like, all right, let's get to the let's get to the working through, or let's get to the moving, or like,
mm-hmm,
I want to come help you get to the place.
And I think that's where we all get into that place. Most of us,
yeah,
get into that place. We just want to give the solution and let's just keep it moving.
Right.
You know, until we're the ones who are in the situation.
Right.
You know, but that's why I said every situation we have to, especially in a marriage, you know, you have to play ear by ear and see, you know, what is the best solution or best, you know, help that you can get.
What is the, what the person needs.
Right.
Right. So I don't know. Did we help y'all?
I mean, I really think it's trial and error, good, yeah, you know, because people change every day, but there are some habits and some characteristics about your spouse that you should be getting to know, you know, in your marriage.
I seriously think that, like, praying and asking the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you is, like, should be one of your number one priorities during that particular time, because,
yeah, I mean, that's, because
you're not going to know. Right.
That should be the first thing.
You definitely are going to be,
and that's what's
going
to help you be able to know, like, which way you should be addressing it or helping or being a support system.
Yeah.
You
know? I definitely agree. I feel like we should have started the podcast with that, mm-hmm, but we just came to that realization, even though we do that. But I think, mm-hmm, And as we're fleshing this out and talking this through, I think what has been helpful for me is really doing that, really just surrendering. Like, you know, we go through valley seasons for reasons,
mm-hmm,
and just surrendering that I may not know the reason, I may not have the solution, but God knows the reason. And so if I lean on him, he'll help me do what I need to do to help in that season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely, you know, if you are the one going through that season, it is so important for you, you know, to keep that relationship, you know, with God. And if you, you know, pray every morning. If you want to do a devotional, do a devotional, even in your own time, so that you will remain on track. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So guys, this is this was a one podcast that we kind of struggled through a little bit, because, mm-hmm, like we said,
it's a tough topic.
Yeah, and we're like in this new individual valley season place, and so we're flushing it through as well. But I hope that you actually listen to the end of the podcast, because I really believe that the things that we came up with towards the end, well, I know that those are the things that are carrying us, mm-hmm, right now. And so I really hope that you guys were able to listen all the way to the end so that you could get the actual suggestions that we have.
Yep. So, you know, it's a journey. Hope you guys are able to get, you know, something out of that. Let us know what you guys do about your individual valleys and seasons. Do you guys, you know, try to help each other and try to jump in and save the day? Do you let the other person go through it? Do you talk about it? How do you handle it?
Let us know.
Remember to like, share, subscribe.
Send stars and claps and reviews. Oh, we need reviews.
Let us know how we're doing.
Yes,
let us know
please,
how we're doing.
Please do.
This was an interesting topic. And I think it's important to have. I think this topic is an important conversation to have. So let us know how we're doing, guys. Give us some recommendations for topics that we could do in the future. And thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you thought this was helpful, the best thing you can do for us is subscribe and share.
And if you have the Anchor app, you can leave a voice message. That way you can leave your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. We would love to hear from you.